Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Alan Zanakis, happy to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand. Present when present, that's today on DocXMD's Funny Feelings. When we're given a present, we get excited.
Oh, wow!
Then totally focused on what the present may be. We quickly survey the box's size. Dimensions send signals of possibilities on how we may solve the secret sitting just before our wondering eyes. We remind our ego, size really doesn't matter. It gives little measure of what value the gift giver thinks of us, not even an ounce. Well, at least that's the way we're supposed to think. Remember, we're taught it's the thought, not the present, that really counts. We shake the package and listen for sounds that give us a hint. Our ears perk up while our eyes still squint. Does it rattle, roll, or glide? Important clues that our mind, not stopping for a moment to find, eagerly searches to learn what's trapped inside. What's the weight? Is it heavy or light? Is the shape irregular, square, or round? Our curiosity, imagination, and excitement burn until a package is opened and its contents are found. Without stretching for you and me, this familiar story plays out hundreds of times where kvetching is key for the present to see. But how does the story unfold when presents are folks wishing to share ideas they treasure as rare pieces of gold? Family, friends, colleagues, customers, and patients are idea givers we meet every day. Are we present when present to receive their shared learning presence in every possible way? Do we earnestly listen to thoughts and ideas they desire to share with the same enthusiasm and attention we give to tinsel-wrapped presents givers before us may casually bear? We know the answer, and it's not as sparkling as pretty bows and glistening gift paper that cause us to drool. You'll agree with some thought, that's just not very cool. We might consider as soon as present when present is near that it's a funny feeling to know without any fear. The stuff of which folks are made is more important than for stuff we paid. Material presents may come with ribbons, tags, boxes, and bags. But like the Grinch that stole Christmas, who learned something he hadn't before,
doesn't come from a store.
Present when present with folks whose ideas they wish for us to share may mean just a little bit more. In cooperation with KAMU-FM, I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis. It's been a pleasure to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand.